Okay, let's dive into the word. Did you ever wonder? I want to talk today. Today, I want to talk on topic. Why am I left alone? Really interesting topic. Did you ever wonder why, at the worst time of your life, when you need support, you need God's embrace, it feels like He left you alone? Your prayers are not answered. Heaven's solid. It's just closed off. Nothing's happening. And you just wondering if there's even God exists. You know, that time, interesting. Most of people in the Bible we know gone through that time. It's really interesting time. And I remember about 10 years ago going through that horrible time when, yes, I'm surrounded by people, but I'm alone. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Nobody gets me. Nothing works. I'm praying, I'm reading, I'm fasting, I'm crying. Solid, nothing, concrete, doesn't work. Everything is just, the door is closed. And I'm just, our first response, I probably sinned, I probably did something so bad that God refused to talk to me. You know, guys? And what our response is, we're trying to search. What did I do? And I remember thinking about stuff, repenting on anything I can find, stuff that I just come up with. I'm just repenting on everything, just make sure I repented. Do you guys know what I mean? And this is like, Jesus, why you are not talking to me? And this is not just like day or two. It was a whole month. I even said like, I'm not gonna preach. And my wife remembered that time. I was just like, I'm gonna stay home until I'm hearing something from God, because this is something is really bad. And back then, I did not know that every Christian, when you mature enough, you will go through that season. Do you guys want to know why we're going through that season? I'll answer that question. I'll try to be quick today. I know we pressed on time, but really quick, the question is why? You know, you look at the book of Job and you remember Job, guy that didn't do nothing wrong. Everything he did is right. He made sure sacrifices was given, prayer was offering to God, and everything. His kids were covered by his protection and prayers, and all hell break loose. And one thing, all hell breaking loose. I don't care about that. But when he's starting to talk about God, God is not talking to him. And he's like, what is going on? You look at the life of David. Many psalms in the Bible, when he wrote, he said, why are you not answering to me? Did you guys tell that? It's like a few chapters he dedicated talking about, why are you not talking to me? And I'm just in that season, and I have no clue what is going on, what God trying to accomplish. You absolutely devastated and nothing works. Did you ever, guys, feel that way? No, you probably will go in there. I'll explain why. Okay, you look at the Moses, you look at the Moses, from Moses to Joseph to Jesus, everybody went through the season of time when heaven is closed, everything shuts off, and God is not speaking to you. And I'm sitting in that season and I'm just like, God, what's going on? If anything, and then I watched a few years back, I watched the program. Did you guys know the program? It's called How It's Made. And they basically did a whole episode on testing of the vehicles. You know, they built a vehicle and they need to go, that vehicle needs to go through extensive testing. It's like what they did to that car, it's horrible. Basically, they beat the crap out of it. They submit it to high heat, the coldest cold you can get. They ran through cores. I thought wheels gonna fly off. Basically, that car going through like a bad. And God started talking to me. If you want to know what you're made of, you need to be left alone and under pressure. See, guys, when Did you get what I'm taking? I'll unravel this, guys. See, sometimes we know a lot of people. When we just meet the people, we get to know people. But God told me one thing. Before I can really use you for my kingdom, I need you to get familiar with yourself. Ooh. How do we know what we're made of if we never been left alone and under pressure? How do we know under stress what we do, what we not do? Who do we cry out? Basically, God is telling me, I do this to teach you about you. I want to show you all the stress that's going on in your life, all the cracks that appear under pressure, so you know. And you know, guys, I love this. And now, back then it was hell. Now I understand why God put us through this, because He needs to rely on you. How does He know you are reliable if you've never been submitted under pressure? If you've never been thrown into the lion's den, if you've never gone through the fire, how God know if He can trust you, the souls and the kingdom and power and anointing? How does He know? How do you know? You know, in the best circumstances, we all good. Genuinely, we all good. We love people. But what happens when nothing works? What happens? All the doors are closed. And God is not, he did not, like I said, you know, like it's like your phone, it's still operating, but it lost connection to the cell tower. It's tower is still there, phone is here, but it's just no connection. And you just wonder, you're left alone, what's going on? And that's how God tests you. That's how God show you who you are. Okay. You know, I want to ask the question, why in the hardest of moment of our lives, we have to be alone? Why does it feel like God Himself has abandoned me? Whether you want to believe it or not, almost all of us live by playing to the public. I said it's a game, you know? We all play this game, what you wear, what you eat, how you, you know, posture yourself, what you say. But when everything's stripped and you have nothing to prove, nothing to gain, who you really are? What is going on in your life? Are you sure? Are you sure this is who you are? And sometimes God, what God does, He just strip all this, you know, hoopla from our life, and you just left alone like Joseph in jail, left alone you and your heart, motives of your heart. What is going on? Who you are? Are you sure? Are you going through this? Trust me, God is with you. Probably during this time, God is He's the closest He can get to you. You are the close to God because He's watching you. It's Did you guys get what I mean? Get it? So, but when you are deprived of everyone and everything, you can no longer play this game. But when you left completely alone, you will always see true essence and your own reality. See, under pressure, that's what we see, what we're made of, what is going on. This is exactly what I personally call a desert. You know, people always say like, oh, I'm in the desert, nothing's going on. It's just what's going something. You know what desert is? Desert is, it's depriving you of everything. No food. It's absolute heat. There is nobody can support you. And sometimes, you know, you try to, at that season, you try to reach out to people and no one can help you. And you know, I try to ask people to pray for me. Prayers doesn't work. Nothing works. And then I really start see what I've been made of, what really live on the inside of me. You know, guys, at that season of my life, I really learned what my heart value. You know what I mean? When everything's stripped from you, you're no longer interested. It's like you know, some people, they say like, oh, I want nice clothes, I want nice car, nice house, which is nice, it's good, you should have that, it's fine. But when we puts you on a deserted island, what do you really need? Do you still want that Mercedes? Do you still want that steak for $120? Do you guys still that Gucci? You don't care. On a deserted island, you need something to drink, something to eat. You know what I mean? Basically, that's what God sometimes do to see how do we know? How do you know what you really value? Because there is so much hoopla and voices and people and distractions in your life. How do you really know what you really value? When everything's stripped away, you know, and when nobody talking to me, everything's not going well, nothing works, heaven is closed, and I hearing myself like crying to God, I said, God, take everything away from me. I don't care. Just do not take the Holy Spirit. Do not take that feeling of connection. You know, guys, at the worst time of your life, you usually go to your source of strength, do your most valuable thing you learn when nothing works. You know what I mean, guys? If you come up here and I will try to strangle you right now, you know, like I'm strangling you, like really. What are you gonna yell? I want a new house. No. I want a new Mercedes, please. And you just dying there. It's like, no. You're just like, I want another, I want to take a breath. You know what I mean? See, guys, at that moment, you learn what you really want. You know that what is your goal in life? What is your valuable? What's most precious to your heart? And you cannot learn this unless you've been submitted to that. See, when you go through desert, thank God, because at this point, He's teaching you who you are. You're really learning about your values, what you value in your life, what is most precious in your life. And at that moment, I learned that most precious thing in my life, not even my wife, not my kids, not my ministry, nothing. Most valuable thing is the presence of God, guys. And I learned this at that season. Before that, I kind of liked presence of God, but I never knew I cannot live without it. And that desert, in that point of my life, I learned that this is it. When everything been stripped away, this is all I want. This is all I value. And this is the only one thing I don't want to lose in my life. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. How do you know this? I've been there. I walked that path. And then, did you notice that even Jesus went through desert when everything, nothing works? And Satan appears and he tried to push Jesus to make bread out of the stone. And he said, we don't live by bread alone, but the every word of God that comes from his mouth. Basically what Jesus says, I don't care. The most valuable thing in my life is my Father. And you wonder why Jesus came out of desert and Bible cell in power. In anointing. And he said, like, all the news about Jesus spread all over the place. Why? Because you are being tested and you passed that test. You finished that. See, that's why you have to understand. Some people, and it's sad to see, they quit God in that season. They say, like, oh, there is no God, there is a joke. Okay, if this is it, you just starting to understand who you are and you're quitting now? Are you kidding me? This is the whole point why you are the Son of God. To come to this point and to finish this. Remember David? He cried out, do not take your spirit from me. Remember those words? I never understand that psalm until I got through that season in my life. It's like, do not take the spirit. It's how bad you have to feel to beg God not to take the Holy Spirit away. Woo! And I know I'm talking to young people, but I know, guys, you're going through a lot of different stuff right now because God is getting you ready. God is really getting you ready right now because you are reap the biggest harvest. I believe, I pray about this. A lot of people, they want to take, you know, they want to take position. They want to get ministry, never finding out who they are. People doesn't want to pay the price. They want to skip all of that. But in order to hold on, see, the thing is, why this, you know, why ministry is precious to you? Why presence of God is precious to you? Because you've been pressed and God knows this is who you are. And He can entrust you this. He can trust you, His kids, the souls of people, the lives of people. Are you really value what you minister to? Are you, is it really you, or this is something you saw on TV? Ooh. That season is, it's like I say, it's a dark season. But you know, another thing why I love that season? After that season, you will never rely on people. Not because people are bad and you're disappointed in people. You will understand that people is not a foundation to build on. Because at that season, I yelled and cried, "Any, please help." You know, like people that are drowning, they're like, "I don't care what you throw, just throw something. Nobody throwing anything, I'm drowning." And I understand that God, He, remember Jesus at the lowest point of His life, crying to God, "Let this, you know, whole thing pass. I don't want to die." You know what I mean? At the Garden of Gethsemane, right? My English is not. Yeah. And Jesus is crying over there, and He's like, "Can you guys pray with me?" What did those guys did? They just like, "I feel like I need a prophetic dream." Bye. You know? And they see that's why, because at that season, if you will rely on someone and someone will help you, this will be your foundation. And Jesus, God doesn't want you to rely on people, not because people are bad or because it's not God, it's not foundation, it's not what you're supposed to lean and rely on. You can only build and rely on God. And you know, at that season I learned only God, only by God, and only through God, and only to God. Everything, you will not catch me. I'm not disappointed in people. Because to be disappointed in people, you need to rely on people. If you never really rely on people, it's like people will be people, people will sin, people will fall, people will rise. You just like let people be people. You will never be disappointed in humanity. A lot of people walking right now is like, "Oh, I'm so disappointed." What do you want? It's people. They will flip, they will flop. Who cares? You just you just rely on God. And if you've really been tested and you really know your foundation, what God usually do? Same thing with me. He's just like, "I can now build on you because you are standing on me." Oh, guys, if you only know what I'm saying right now. A lot of people, they say like, "God, give me something." But you stay on the help of people. You rely on money. And usually some people think, "Pastor, I'm in so much trouble. I have a problem." I said, "Can money fix your problem?" And he's like, "Yeah." I said, you have no problem. Go. I'll pray for you, but this is not a problem. Do you know what problem is? When nothing and no one can fix it. That's a problem. So if a couple of thousand dollars can fix your problem, you have no problems. You have money issue. Guys, you look so funny. He's like, "Oh, I thought it's a problem." No, it's not a problem. It's money issue. Problem, it's like, no one can help me, nothing can help me, only Jesus can help me. Then Jesus shows up. That's interesting. Whew. What have we got here? I don't want to put you through all of this. I'll just read and skip. We all need place when everything will burn away. You know, I used to be dental technician. I used to work with gold and purifying gold and silver and make, you know, teeth, crowns, you know, bridges from precious metals. And first thing when we receive like a pack of different type of precious metals, before I even start to put it in the mold and make the teeth out of it, make the crowns out of it, I need to purify the metal. Doesn't matter what it comes from, it's always impure. I need to make sure that is pure. I put it in a little cup and put it like a torch to it. And you think it's pure gold. It says pure gold, but soon as you put fire on it, it start dancing and sparkling and jumping and yelling because there is always impurity. See, we all think, yes, we are God's kids, but in order for God to make something out of us, he need to put all of us through cleansing process. And if you avoid cleansing, purifying process, you avoid your true calling and your name and your identity. See, guys, before, yes, it's precious metal in the box, but before it has identity, it needs to go through my hands and I need to lay it on it and I need to burn the crap out of it, literally burn all the crap inside. And then this precious metal becomes a shaped like a beautiful crown or you know, like a gold tooth in your mouth, and it receives its identity. Guys, only after fire you receive your name. He's like, you're probably sitting here like, Jesus, let this thing pass. I don't know if I want this. You want this. If you really want to get your name and identity, you need to go through the process. Remember Jacob? Jacob that stole his brother identity. You remember that? You remember the guy's story, right? Jacob stole his brother identity, and he's basically running from his older brother. Go to his uncle and stole everything valuable that uncle had. His sheep, his two daughters, everything that uncle has. Everything been turned around, and Jacob got it all. And then, okay, he's wealthy man at this point. Wealthy man, he's got kids, he's got wife, he's got all of this, you know, treasures and sheep and everything comes with him. And he said, like, okay, I'm done with my uncle. Basically, why he's done? Because there is nothing to take from uncle anymore. He's done. Finished. Bye. Uncle, I don't think we can do this anymore. Bye. And he's going away. And he finding out that brother coming from one side and uncle coming from another. And that's when Jacob, do you know, guys, at that point in Jacob's life, this is the point when he received his name and his true identity. You never thought about this. He's already a wealthy man, but he's got no name. He's got kids. He's got no identity. And then he got so scared. Bible says, and Jacob, I will not read this passage. You all know it. Bible says, Jacob was left alone on the mountain and he's fighting somebody, and that somebody's asking, what is your name? He's telling him Jacob. He said, you're not gonna be anymore Jacob. He's touched his hip, break his hip, basically change him. And then he said, your name will be called Israel from now on. Can you guys understand that on the mountain went one man, come back absolutely different person? See, we all want our identity, but identity, we only receive our identity when we go through that. Before that, we're just good people, nameless, awesome body of Christ. But if you really want God to use you, he will He will put you through the fire. Good fire. Trust me, nothing good will burn away. Everything beautiful will stay. It's like me and that torch and that cup and that precious metal. Most of the metal will still be in the cup, but that gold will dance a while. All right? Remember Joseph, remember Moses. I can go on and on. Remember David. Everybody was in a period of their life. See, Moses got calling. Remember Moses? He's got calling. God raised him to be the mighty leader of his people. But remember, he tried to lead his people without name and identity. Do you remember how that story went? He killed the Egyptian, right? He killed the Egyptian that mistreated the Jew. And he thought like, oh, I'm going to be recognized. And it's like, who are you? We don't know you. See, guys, you can be anointed, but don't be misled. You have no identity. See, anointing and identity, it's absolutely two different things, guys. Anointing and gifting just comes. It's a gift. But identity, we pay the price for it. And the price is pressure and loneliness, which is good. Because you come out of this, my goodness, you will come out of this a champion. So when you're in that season, know that God is with you. God has not quit on you. He just started with you. He just started molding you. You just thought you just sitting in a box on some shelf. And it's on the box, it says gold, precious metal. And you're like, I made it. And God taking you from the shelf. He said, we're not even started yet, bro. And he's like, now we're going to work with you. And you're like, what is this? What is going on? Jesus, I'm dying. He's like, no. I'm shaping you and giving you your name and your identity. All the champions in the Bible needed that moment of solitude. Remember Elijah? Remember Elijah, right? Remember when he finished with the prophets of Jezebel? You remember that story, right? He just killed and just, he showed who's God, and everybody like, yes, the God, living God is our God, not the Baal? What? Yeah, not that entity is God. This is true God. And remember, he ran because of the news. Jezebel said, whatever you did to that prophet, I will do it to you. And he's got scared. And again, he is in a place of absolute loneliness and pressure. Alone. Just some bird feeding him. He's just drinking from the brook. And God telling you, what are you doing here? See, guys, this is the point where God molding the prophet. He's changing him. You know, guys, after that, he was absolutely completely different person. Yes, he started his ministry with like showing anointing, showing what God can do, but he received his name alone in the desert. Did you guys get this? If you read the Bible, you will notice all of the generals in the Bible went through that season. And after that season, all of them got their name, real ministry, and identity. See, it's one thing to jump on a stage and preach a really cool message. It's another thing to preach for 20 years and see hundreds of thousands of people change their lives. Do you guys know what I mean? It's absolutely different. See, one thing, see, I can flow out of gifting, but it's short, it's quick, it's not solid. But as soon as you flow out of your name and identity, it's solid. It's what gives God a real praise and worship. Whew. I'm finishing, trying. If you have never been alone with yourself, you have no idea what inside of you or what you are made of or capable of. So God needs to not only to see what's going on with you, He wants you to see who you are. And guys, really, I've seen myself at the best. And honestly, I can say I saw myself at the worst period of my life. And I saw what I'm speaking in that season. See, sometimes we don't know because we never give God permission to lead us there. We're just like, oh, I'm gonna hang out over here. It's cool. No. Go there. There is the place when will you is waiting for you. I'm finishing. Do you guys get some? I'm trying to pack this into one short, quick thought and message. So if you are in that period, all God told me yesterday, I'm just sitting in my office praying, said, God, what do you want me to say? Say to my kids, say to my children that I am with them and this is me who putting them through that fire and putting them in that season. He's changing you and testing you and getting you ready for the best version of yourself. Guys, after that, you will never have to fight who you are. God will use you. Your identity will be given to you. No one, you know, I love one thing about my calling and ministry. You cannot mix me up with someone else. You know, you're given such a unique name and position. No one can, like, you know, mistake you for someone else. Because at that point, God has given you your name, your identity, and basically who you are. He's giving you you. Let's stand, guys. Let's stand. Let's just pray. If you are in that season, I pray for you so you understand God did not quit on you. You didn't do something horrible. God is with you right there, right now. In anything, do we have music? No? Oh, maybe. He's with you, absolutely with you. He knows who you are. He knows what you're going through. But I remember that time when I finished the testing, I said, God, thank you so much because now I know what I can handle. And at that point, I told them, don't give me that something I could not handle. I know what I'm made of, and I know what you're going through, what you're gonna do. So thank Him for that season. I know this is not the popular topic. Do you guys have music? No? Yes? We got music online. We got music running right here. Okay. I just want to know a little atmosphere, right? Just bow your heads, close your eyes, and just thank God for those dry seasons. We always thank God for good stuff. But trust me, this is the best season of your life. When you go through that, when you go through that desert, when you go through all of that running and trying to impress somebody, you understand that only one who you need to impress is Jesus. I don't care about none of this nonsense that people trying to get. All I want is to be with my God. All I want is to serve Him. All I want is to give Him my all. He is my precious commodity. He's the love of my life. He's my foundation. He's my food. He's my drink. He's everything to me. He is every breath in my lungs. He is my life. How do I know that? I've been stripped of everything else. And at that point, I find out all I want is my Jesus. All I want is to be with Him. everything else will pass. Guys, whatever we pursue, it's all will pass. It's good, yes. It's all good, but it's all will pass. What is not gonna pass? Your relationship with Jesus. And that's what I'm deciding to invest into. If I can show you the global stocks, stock market, not money market, but what we invest into, family, business, new house, relationships, I don't care, money, and then Jesus. Oh, I'm investing in Jesus, guys, because all of this will pass. And only one thing will remain. It's your relationship with God. Every day, ask Him to be part of your every day, every decision. You will be amazed and blessed beyond what you comprehend, because you said, without you, I will not marry. I want you to show me who to marry. Without you, I will not open business. Show me what to do. Without you, I'm not gonna move into ministry. Show me what you want me to do. At this point, I'm not doing anything without you. You are my life. You are my source. He is my goal. You know, sometimes people say, oh, I have a goal in life. Guys, I'm quit with all of the goals. My one goal in life, to be more with Jesus. Because He is my gold medal. He is my focus. He is my prize at the end of it. And that's what I want. I don't know, sometimes it takes years to get this. But when you get it, you really get it. It's Jesus. It's only Jesus. Thank you, Papa. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I pray for my family who's watching online, who's here. You will go through this. You will be a better man and better woman. You will understand what you're made of. Oh, God is making a next generation of champions right now. Don't be afraid. Daniel needs to go through the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they need to go through the fiery furnace. David needs to run from all of the, from Saul for 12 years. Moses needs to spend in a desert outside of everything 40 years. Joseph, 12 years. But this is the times that made them. Please use it wisely. Thank you, Papa. Thank you so much. And everybody say, amen, amen. Amen. Give Him a praise.